Hi, this is Aunt Angela Webb, the Animal Intuitive, and this is the Animal Intuitive Show, where we have weekly episodes about animal communication, natural pet care, and interviews with experts in the fields of animal care and advocacy. In today's episode, I share with you a conversation that I had with a special dog named Charlie. Charlie's mom, Jalissa, asked me to speak with him after he was given a difficult diagnosis. I believe this conversation can be very helpful for all pet parents. And also, Charlie has a very special message for all of us.
Come on, all you doggies, won't you walk with me? I'm the puppet, 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 puppet dog.
Charlie's mom wanted me to ask him what his preferences were following a diagnosis of cancer, what he wants to talk about, you know, kind of looking back on their life together, what he wants to say, but also what would be his preferences when that time comes to transition out of his physical body. One of the things that Charlie first showed me in this discussion was his mom, Jalissa, looking off into nature, into like the sunset, and showing him something out there. When I brought this to Jalissa, I also said, it feels like this has something to do with photography or painting. And she said, oh yeah, this is, I love photography and I take pictures of nature, and Charlie will often be with me and I'll be saying to him, look at this or look at that. And she said she treasures this because she knows that, you know, she's always going to think of that. She's always going to think of her connection with Charlie because of this in the future. Charlie also kept talking to me about gardening and nature in relationship to Jalissa, and wanted me to bring this up to her. And he talked about loving to be in the sun and laying in the grass. And Charlie also told me that when she gets kind of caught up in her head, she isn't in her best place. And when I mentioned this to Jalissa, she laughed because she said that in the past year, she took up gardening, and that one of the most important things, and this is Charlie's message to everyone, is that it's so important to stay present. He said that he's a dog who feels that relaxing is actually one of the most important things in life. He's a very sweet boy, and he said that he wants Jalissa to stay present and relax. Jalissa said that she really connected with the message about being present and relaxing because Charlie would take her out to the garden and look at her and show her a chair and look at her and show her a chair, and she would feel that she was supposed to sit down. And she eventually found that this was the most wonderful thing for her, that this really helped her to be present. And it's one of her favorite things to do now is to have him next to her lying there. She said she calls him her sun baby because she knows that he really loves to have the sun on him. She also mentioned that she started gardening about a year ago and that it's also really helped her. And the funny thing was, she said she was really laughing hard because Charlie apparently got upset because she had to section off part of the garden. She found out that some of those plants were toxic to dogs. And after she did that, he would look at her very directly and then look at a plant, not one of the toxic ones, but look at a plant and start to nibble on it. And she knew that he was kind of trying to say to her that he was not happy, that he couldn't go in that part of the garden anymore. And so she thought that was really funny. And she said she's always going to think of him when it comes to being in nature and gardening. Charlie's very special. He has made a lot of people happy. He used to visit the VA, and they even had like a Charlie birthday party. Someone there wanted their birthday to be Charlie themed. People all around the neighborhood come to see him. Dogs lay on the end of his driveway waiting to see him. People shout to him from their cars and wave. So he's really led a life where he's really brought people a lot of joy and happiness. So one of the things I mentioned that Jalissa wanted to know was, what are Charlie's preferences as far as his transition process? And Charlie was very clear about where he wanted to be in their home, what he wanted to lie on to be comfortable. And he also mentioned that he wants, once again, for Jalissa to be very present during this time. He wants to be in connection with her. And I think that that is an important message for a lot of us to hear, because I know that when I'm talking with people who are going through that process, a lot can be going on emotionally. And one of the most important things to remember is to stay present and stay in connection with your animal. And it actually helps you through the process to just, as you're going through it, knowing that they are there at that moment and that you can still stay connected to them and with them and help them through this process as they help you through this process. So I want to again thank Jalissa, thank Charlie, because the message is so important. And I thank you for watching. If you have any questions or comments, let me know what you thought of this below. If you would like to learn animal communication so that you can be more in connection with your pet, I do offer both distance group and private classes, and you can reach out to me at annwithane@intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. And you can also just check out my website, intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Rub my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly, my belly, my belly. Rub my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly.